It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. In January, Tuolumne County will have three new supervisors. Kathleen Half was elected in District 4 this past March to soon replace the outgoing board member, John Gray. David Goldenberg will be replacing Sherry Brennan in District 1, and Jaron Brandon will replace Carl Rotifer in District 5. We're going to hear from each of them this morning about their thoughts regarding the upcoming transition, their backgrounds, issues they campaigned on as well. And we're going to start today with District 4, where Supervisor-elect Kathleen Half is joining us on the telephone. Supervisor-elect Half, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for doing this, BJ.
So I remember first meeting you years ago when you were serving as Office of Emergency Services Coordinator in the county. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you did prior to running for supervisor?
Yes. Actually, long before you and I met, I worked 20 years in the private sector in management, real estate, and running my own small businesses. And then I have had actually 20 years in public service as well, working for the state of Oregon first, and then coming back to Tuolumne County and working with Human Services, and then in the County Administrator's Office, where I wore quite a few hats. Not only was I the Office of Emergency Services Coordinator for the county, but I was a senior budget analyst and eventually a deputy director of the Tuolumne Public Power Agency. So that's a little snapshot of my...
Being a former employee with Tuolumne County, do you think that will allow for a pretty easy transition to Board of Supervisor?
Well, you know, I worked hand-in-hand with the board quite a few years, from 2007 until I left in mid-17. So I think all the years, especially in the administrator's office, were extremely helpful.
What were some of the main issues that you campaigned on during the election season?
Well, you know, I had a lot of issues that I campaigned on, but I'm going to mention three. During the listening sessions that I held before actually deciding to run, I heard over and over again that the public wanted to have a more participatory style of government, and we haven't seen that for quite some time. And so I campaigned on inviting the Tuolumne County citizens back in to participate. I also campaigned on expanding services for broadband, starting with creating policy, which we have still not yet done. And I got a lot of pushback, not a lot, but I got some pushback, like just take care of roads, which was also part of my platform. And I think we've seen now from the COVID days that we've been experiencing since March that how important broadband actually is. And then a third one would be wildfire preparedness planning. And there are so many different facets of that. But those are the three top things that I really want to take care of.
So you received over 50% in the March primary, so did not have to move on to the general election. You know, what are some of the things you've been doing, you know, since the March primary, and just what do you plan to do looking ahead before being sworn in come January?
Yeah, I actually had 62.5%. I was blown away. And in preparing, I'm not waiting for January 4th to be sworn in. And since March of this year, I've been really preparing, researching, planning, meeting people online or in person or in groups. First thing I did is got a copy of the current ordinance code, and I've been studying that, looking into how we might streamline it. Researching broadband policy, of course, learning what I can from other jurisdictions that have put it into their ordinance code and their general plan. Studying hazardous vegetation ordinances, which will be really important with our long-range wildfire planning, putting it into an ordinance code. I've been attending Board of Supervisors meetings virtually, special district meetings, participating in Planning Commission, Airport Land Use Commission, town hall meetings, Visit Tuolumne County, you name it. PCTC, I did one of those. I've also been meeting with the Sonora City Council individuals that have taken seats lately, and some of the older members. meeting with reps from new companies, one specifically that may be coming into Groveland, bringing in, wanting to invest in Groveland, speaking with various groups, lots of groups, and creating a Board of Supervisors priority list. We'll get together at some point, I think hopefully in January, and we'll all come together and create the priorities for 2021. So I've been planning for that. Creating a new website to better communicate with constituents, commenting on draft EIRs that are coming to the Groveland area outside of Groveland Highway 120. So those are some of the things I've been doing. I've been busy. I've been doing quite a few things.
When you go out and speak to community groups and that type of thing, are there common issues or concerns that you usually hear about from local residents?
Well, they're looking forward to me taking office. That's been a common theme. They're wanting to know, like you are doing right now and interviewing me, they're wanting to know what, you know, what I see moving forward. So, you know, without getting into specifics, I don't have anything new than what I've already talked about as far as that goes.
You know, what are your thoughts on joining two other new board members and having three new members total come January?
I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about the energy that I've seen expressed from the two newest members that will be joining the board. And I know Ryan Campbell somewhat, and I have an appointment to meet with Anaya Kirk today to get to know him better. So I'm really looking forward to what we as a team can offer to the community.
You mentioned meeting with people with the city of Sonora as well. I've had people from the city of Sonora and the county kind of talk about a strained relationship between those two parties in recent years. Are you optimistic that the city-county relationship will be pretty well?
Yes, I'm very optimistic. I think there is a willingness on both sides to have it work, and because it's all for the community. So us to be able to work hand-in-hand with the city council is really important. You know, we've got big things to decide upon coming up. There should be some planning going on, and I imagine pretty soon, with what's going to happen downtown when the law and justice folks move out. So we've got a lot of work before us.
Well, Supervisor-elect Taff, we appreciate your time today, and any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yeah. Ultimately, within the four-year term that I will hold, I hope with the help of the other board members in using an all-hands approach, I'd love to create an economic vision with a roadmap for our county. I think a vibrant, thriving community here is not only possible, but it is achievable, and it's time. So I'm looking forward to working with everybody, including the citizens, to create this.
Well, Supervisor-elect Taff, thank you for coming on, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Supervisor-elect Kathleen Haff for District 4, for being our first guest here on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're talking with the three incoming supervisors come January. During the next segment, we'll be talking with the incoming District 1 Supervisor-elect, David Goldenberg. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.